There's an undersea invasion taking place right off our coastline. Two types of non-native seaweed are spreading along the California coast and are creating special concern for marine protected areas and Channel Islands National Park. An outbreak of one type of seaweed has been spreading rapidly near Anacapa Island since being discovered about a year ago.
Wakami, or Undaria pinnatifida, it's a kelp that was originally from Asia and has since been moved really all over the globe. If you look at it very closely, it's very distinct, and it's an extremely beautiful invasive species. It tends to be a single blade with lobes on the ends, but after it's about 10 inches, 12 inches, it has a very, very distinct midrib. It goes to the entire length of the single blade. And then when it becomes an adult, it has this very spiral-shaped sporophyll that sheds spores.
David Kushner is a marine biologist with Channel Islands National Park. Kushner says if you like sushi, you've probably tasted Undaria.
Its common name is Wakami, and if you go to your local sushi bar and you order miso soup, you'll see little squares or strips of a greenish-brown algae. It sort of changes color when it's cooked. That's Undaria. So a lot of people have actually eaten it and don't really know.
While it can be tasty, it can be disruptive to other native seaweeds. It's believed that it spreads as a hitchhiker being dragged by boats or attaching itself to hulls. Once it gets into a harbor, it can be spread from boat to boat. Kushner says trying to eradicate it isn't practical.
For these open coast species, they're so productive and they have so many young plants that are spawned out from one individual that it's virtually impossible to eradicate them.
The marine biologist says there's also a second type of non-native seaweed creating concern off our coastline.
Sargassum horneri, the devil weed, that's a very, very different story, but we still don't have any studies to prove actually what those impacts are.
Lindsay Marks is a UC Santa Barbara researcher who's been trying to track the spread of sargassum off our coastline for more than a decade.
Sargassum horneri, it's from Japan. It's been in Southern California for about 15 years now. It's actually quite pretty, deceptively beautiful. It grows to about 10, 12 feet. It's very kind of golden, fluffy. Range of sargassum is about halfway down Baja California and all the way up to just a few months ago was found about halfway around Point Conception at Vandenberg Air Force Base.
Unlike Wakami, sargassum has air bladders which allow it to easily float in currents and spread. Efforts to control it also appear to be impractical.
I always like to call myself an underwater landscaper, actually, because I spend most of my time pulling out sargassum. We wondered whether removal was a viable strategy. We did do some experiments where we removed it from some relatively small areas out at Catalina Island and compared the populations in the next generation and found that we actually were able to reduce recruitment by about 50%. But as those individuals grew up and matured, that turned into about a 25% difference.
Mark says they're turning to the public for help and trying to learn more about these invasive seaweeds.
The website marineinvasives.org that's hosted by UC Santa Cruz, folks there are working to keep track of the current distribution of both of these species, and we really need citizen scientists to help us. The more eyes in the water, the better.
Kushner says when it comes to Undaria, which is common in local harbors, if you have a boat, you can help by keeping your hull clean.
If it's on your boat, the best thing we'll be to do is actually take it off, including the holdfast, because you don't want that stuck to your boat, and put it in the trash can. Now, you don't want to swim around with an adult plant in the harbor or anywhere else, because as you're swimming with it, if it's an adult and mature, it will spread spores elsewhere. It loves artificial habitat. And the best thing you can do, really, is to keep the hull clean.
Researcher Lindsay Marks will speak about the seaweed invasion in a May 11th public lecture at the Channel Islands National Park Visitor Center at Ventura Harbor. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.